Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. I see the blessed Savior uplifted on the tree. The law holds Him its captive, that sinners might go free. His blood poured out in mercy, it does for sin atone. I hear Him cry, "It is finished! The work is fully done!" I see the mighty victor arising from the grave. Death, hell, and Satan vanquished! This mighty God can save! Christ took His place in heaven, upon the throne above. To Him all power is given to save the souls He loves. I trust You, Jesus, Savior, I bow before Your throne. By sovereign mercy save me, and took me for Your own. Your blood, my only cleansing. Your righteousness, my robe. You are my only refuge. I have no other hope. That was an old hymn entitled, "Let Us Stand for Jesus." Assurance in Christ alone and the gift of faith. The Spirit of the Lord must first reveal the gracious mind of the Lord to our spirits. He must give to us faith to receive that testimony of the Spirit and to sit down as satisfied with His testimony before ever any work of sanctification can possibly give any evidence. But when the testimony of the Spirit of the Lord is received by faith and the soul sits down satisfied with that testimony of the Lord, then also all the gifts of God's Spirit do bear witness together with the Spirit of the Lord and the faith of a believer. That was Preacher Tobias Crisp. The justification of God's people, sinners saved by grace, is free on God's part and without any condition at all on our part. If faith were a condition of our justification, then it is not free. Justification is an act of God in His eternal counsel and purpose before the world began. Please see Romans 8:29-34. If faith were a condition thereof, then we are justified for some foreseen grace in us and not freely by His grace. Now faith is neither a means nor yet any condition of justification, but rather an evidence or demonstration thereof. Please see Romans 11:5-6. For true faith is that whereby we close with God in the promise of life and salvation in and by Jesus Christ. Romans 4:19-20. Also John 6:44-47. Now this faith is not in us by nature. It is wrought in the heart by the manifestation of God in the soul. When the Lord is pleased to reveal Christ in the soul and to discover the same, that He is well pleased with Him in Christ, and that He has freely forgiven all His sins merely for the merit and righteousness of His Son, and that now He accepts of Him as righteous in His beloved Son, and that in Christ He has adopted Him to Himself to be His Son. Now when the soul apprehends this, then it is thereby enabled to believe it, Romans 4:21, and rests upon it, And thus, true faith does not act in the work of justification, but only believes it when it is revealed in the soul. And then believing hath peace with God, and can look upon Him with comfort, and can joy in Him in all tribulations. Romans 5:1-2. Now no man can believe in Jesus Christ until he be revealed unto him by the Father. Friends, see what the Master said in John 6:44. And according to the measure or degrees whereby God is pleased to discover himself to any man, so he can believe or confide in him more or less, so that it is plain that faith is no means of or condition of our justification. But by faith we believe it and rest confidently assured of it when it is revealed, and so we have joy and peace in believing. That was from preacher William Mason. The sweetness of Christ. Psalm 104:34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. A believer never need be without pleasant and sweet thoughts. If the Lord Jesus is the subject of his meditation, how sweet to meditate on his everlasting love to his people. So astonishing, so fervent, so pure, so changeless. How sweet to meditate on his unfailing faithfulness amidst all the ever-changeful circumstances of life and the too frequent changefulness of earthly friends. How sweet to meditate on his life on earth, so gentle, so kind, so holy, so self-denying, so perfect as a servant in carrying out his Father's eternal purpose of love in bringing many sons unto glory. How sweet to meditate on his constant presence with his people, who laid down his life for them, who watches over their every step with a care and an interest far beyond that of any earthly mother for her only child. How sweet to meditate on his second coming, when we shall see him and be made like him, and realize the blessedness of being with the Lord forever. How sweet to meditate on his eternal presence in the midst of the eternally loved family in the glorious family home above, its leader, its teacher, its joy forever. Truly my meditation of him is sweet. That was from preacher Thomas Moore. From nothing, everything. One preacher said to another, mine is a very hard task. For I preach to many in whom I see nothing hopeful. I thunder forth the law, and the conscience is not stirred. I talk of the love and mercy of God, and the heart is not moved. I preach the sufferings of Christ for our sins, and the eye does not weep. I point to hell, and there is no fear, nor is there any desire kindled when I speak of the glory of heaven. There is absolutely nothing in men that encourages me to continue to preach to them. Is there any reason why I should preach the word to those in whom I see nothing? Well, the other preacher answered him and said, brother, come back with me to the world's creation. Of what did God make the world? Did he not make it out of nothing? You have never yet grasped the idea of nothing until you consider the creation. When God spoke, there was no ear to hear. When he said, let there be light, there was no eye to see it. When he made the rose, there was no nose to smell it. When he made the apple, there was no mouth to taste it at that time. And when he made the garden, there was no foot to walk in it. Nothing was everywhere, and yet out of nothing he made all things. He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it appeared. You say there is nothing in the sinner to whom you preach? That's wonderful, for there is in that state of nothing room for the great God to create something. Inasmuch as the heart of man is empty and the soul is dark, the conditions are right for God to create a new heart and a right spirit and put his grace where there was no grace. If you had to convert the sinner, then I would agree that your task is indeed hopeless. But if salvation is of the Lord, you may comfort your heart with this thought, that he who created all this marvelous earth out of nothing can also create life, love, faith, and hope, where there are no spiritual ingredients nor interests with which to work. That was from preacher Henry Mahan. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. Love cannot be forced. No man was ever frightened into love, and therefore no man was ever frightened into holiness. But thrice blessed be God. He has invented a way more powerful than hell in all its terrors, an argument mightier far than even a sight of those torments. He has invented a way of drawing us to obedience by showing us the love of his Son. He calls forth our love and obedience. He knew our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knew all the peculiarities of our treacherous hearts, and therefore he suited his way of sanctifying to the creature who is to be sanctified. Thus, the Spirit does not make use of legal terror to sanctify us, but of love. The love of Christ constraineth us. He draws us by the cords of a man with bands of love. Hosea 11:4. What parent does not know that the true way to gain the obedience of a child is to gain the affections of the child? And do you think that God, who gave us this wisdom, does not himself know? Do you think he would set about obtaining the obedience of his children without first of all gaining their affections? To gain our affections that by nature rove over the face of the world and center anywhere but in him, God has sent his Son into the world to bear the curse of our sins. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That was from preacher Robert Murray McShane. Oh, may each child of God rejoice as we our steps survey, for God ordained our earthly path and wisely chose our way. No need to worry or to fear, for all he does is wise. Our God is good in what he gives and good when he denies. The Lord is full of tenderness, compassionate and kind. So let us bow before his throne until his will resigned. All things together work for good. This is his promise still. Rejoice and in all things give thanks, contented with his will. And that was to the tune of a hymn, Am I a Soldier for the Cross? And the words were by preacher Jim Bird. It is written in Isaiah 45:22. Where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God the Father will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu, Baruch Hashem, bless his name, forever and ever, we say. If you're led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send donations. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. And I'd like to remind folks that there is tens of millions of people overseas that the only way they can hear the everlasting gospel, if they don't have a physical place to attend, is through the old-fashioned shortwave radios. Also, I would like to point out something I mentioned a few broadcasts ago. If any of you men and women want to brag on the Master and want to have your own 15 minutes on shortwave commercial free, please feel free to contact me and I'll lay it out for you. It's so simple. It's ridiculous. And you don't have to do a live broadcasting. I failed to mention that. You can call it in throughout the week, and what they'll do is pre-record it. You ladies, you could be ministering to other women around Africa, Europe, China. You get the picture. Preachers of righteousness, you menfolk, even if you're not a so-called ordained minister, we need God provide. We need more men standing up and bragging on the Lord Jesus. There's just so much religious circus garbage on shortwave. So please pray about it. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!